Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into the Anointed Thought Show on Anointed Sounds Radio. That's www.anointedsounds.com with a Z. Bring you the hits and much, much more. You're on live with your girl, Elena Sanders. And we today have a special guest. We're talking to all of our gospel artists this month, so we want to make sure that we get them out there so you know who's promoting God's ministry. Say hello to Marjanae. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How's everybody doing?
We are doing great. So I see you just left the show, trying to do a show with us. Tell us how busy. Well, first, let's listen to the audience know who you are first. Let's find out who Marjanae is.
All right, my name is Marjanae, and I'm a contemporary gospel artist. I do have an album out called Keys to My Heart, and it's an awesome album. This is my debut album, my first album that I actually released on my own, and with the favor of God, of course. So I've just been out doing just so much traveling, and I thank God for his favor and blessings and everything. And, yeah, I'm actually still at the event that I had this morning. I've already gone up.
Very hardworking. I said you're a hardworking woman for God.
I am. So I came to the car really quickly so I can do, the interview where it's not so loud because it is an outside event. But we're just making sure that we're able to do as many shows as we can. And, you know, whether it's outside events, youth conferences, churches, women's conferences, I'm doing it all, no matter how big or how small, because there are souls out here that need to be saved and
amen.
You know, the ministry of music which God has given me. So it's just a blessing.
One of the things I heard you say just a few minutes ago that you're an independent artist. Now,
yes.
How does it feel to be an independent artist versus being on a major label or any type of label?
Well, being independent is great because you don't have to, you know, deal with the pressures of being out there, you know, because when you sign with these major companies, you know, yeah, they give you the $1 million contract, things of that nature. You got to work hard to pay that money back because they got to get paid.
Exactly.
So God has just given me, you know, wisdom and favor to go ahead and step out on my own and try to, you know, release this album myself. Times can get a little rough because, you know, real life kicks in. You know, you don't have the money that you need, you know, to do all that you need to do. But with God, I believe the impossible will be done. And so we just move forward in that. And I don't let anything stop me, you know, no matter how small that budget is. If God say go ahead and move forward, then I follow the voice of God and move forward. Because you never know who's going to be blessed when you go out there and do your ministry.
Amen. Amen. Those who are just tuning in, we're talking to Ms. Marjanae, and she has a new album out. Is that Keys to My Heart, correct, Marjanae?
Keys to My Heart, yes.
Keys to My Heart. I'm telling you, it's very, very inspirational. We're going to get into playing one of your songs in a few minutes. Tell
Amen.
Us about the song that we're going to be playing today.
Now, if you're playing Can't Nobody, this song, and I believe you all have the remix version, but this song is just a favorite of mine. I think about all of the events that I've done, people I've met through traveling and things of that nature, and you'd be surprised of when God has your eyes open, you see so much things, you know, behind the scenes. And I'm just like, you know what, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that can't nobody do me like Jesus. And I said, I'm going to go ahead and record this song. I remember I used to sing it back in my old Baptist church.
Right.
But I, you know, with the generation that we're in now, I said, you know, I want to go ahead and, you know, put a little beat behind it, you know, so that people, you know, because I like to dance, you know, and praise the Lord as well. You know, like David. David was a dancer.
That's right.
So, we went ahead and recorded the Can't Nobody song, and it is everybody's favorite. I mean, everybody probably has at least one or two songs on this album that is their favorite. But Can't Nobody seems to capture the hearts of people, and that's great. That's our goal. We want that to happen.
Now, how do you handle when you have people who says, when you go into certain arenas that are Christian arenas that says, hip-hop, holy hip-hop does not belong in the church? How are you going to take an old song, a spiritual song, and turn it into hip-hop? they may think it's like secular and so forth. How do you deal with that?
Well, you have, well, it's the generation that we live in now. You have the young people and some of the older generation that are captured by, you know, the whole hip-hop, you know, genre and R&B, things of that nature. So we're trying to save their soul. If we know that, you know, putting a little beat behind our message is going to save their soul and bring them to the kingdom of God, then by all means, I'm not against that. Because long as they are hearing the message in the song, and what's so great about music is that it gets down in your spirit. And, you know, when you listen to a song over and over and over again, that thing begins to, it takes root in your spirit. And that's what we want as Christian artists, you know, not for those that are in the secular world to just hear the beat, but
that's right,
to hear the message behind it as well. You know, I want people to wake up in the morning singing, you know, "Can't Nobody Do Me Like Jesus," or "Lord, You Hold the Keys to My Heart." You know, I want people to do that, because just being, I'm telling you, being just under God's covering is so awesome. And, you know, we have the traditional people who are not for, you know, our contemporary style.
Right.
But if that's going to bring people to the kingdom of God and they're going to be changed and delivered and set free, then let us do it. God, see, the one thing that I love about God, He gives us a variety of things. We're not all going to be the same. And that's why I have that song on the album called Appreciate Each Other as well, because that takes part of that as well that I've seen throughout the ministry. We're not all going to be the same. You know, these secular people are not going to listen to a traditional gospel song. That's just not where they are.
Exactly.
So if we can reach them through the music that God has given us, and I'm telling you, whatever God has given me, that's what He gave me to put on this album. That wasn't me. That was God. But God used me as a vessel to put this music out there so that people can get saved and delivered. That's the goal.
So when you're at an event and you're ministering with your type of music, just describe to me what happens during your ministry when you're at an event, especially if you have youth there, because that's something that
yeah,
we need to paint a picture.
Yeah, there are times where, and I can give you an example for today. She wasn't a youth, but she was an older lady. And I did the song Keys to My Heart, and I followed that song with Can't Nobody. And she came up to my table, and she just had this look on her face, and she said, "You know, you really blessed me." And she said, "I'm going to make it through the day." She said, "I had a stroke." And she said, I have lupus, and I just felt that, you know, just that my days were numbered, you know. And it, when people can do that, that's what it's all about.
That's right.
She said, "Thank you so much for your ministry that you gave through your songs." And that's what it's about. You know, we have these youth, when I do the youth conferences and women's conferences, people will come up to me and they will hug me and be crying. I mean, they just pour because they need it. You know, the secular world may not admit that they don't need us, but they do.
Because
they want to change. But because, you know, the enemy has a stronghold that's so hard on these people that they don't know what to do to get out. So, you know, when it comes for, you know, with us doing our music, when we're on stage and getting off stage, you know, there was a gentleman here who was doing the, who's taping the event. He fell off the chair and said he was having some back pain. I went right over there to that man, and I laid hands on him and was praying for him.
That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, because I don't want them to just see me as a singer. It's ministry in me. If I touch you, I believe you're going to be healed in the name of Jesus, because God dwells in me, so whatever God has, I have it as well. So if I know that God is a healer and I know God is dwelling in me, if you need healing, I'm going to touch you and believe that God going to heal your body. And that's what it's about.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't call you only a singer. From listening to you, I have a spirit of discernment, so I could tell just by listening to you that you're kind of like you're an evangelist. And what you do, am I the only person that said that to you, or
no,
you've heard it many
not.
Times?
I've heard that so much, and, you know, with traveling and everything, and I'm like, "Lord, are you really calling me to be, you know, an evangelist? Am I really, you know?" But just, I'm just amazed at how God has transitioned, you know, in my life, you know, the different levels I've been at, because back in the day I wasn't saved. I wasn't always like this. You know, I was in the secular world doing what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. You know, and I've done things that, you know, were outside of the will of God. But then 9 years ago, when I rededicated my life back to Christ, you know, I went in head first and just said, okay, God, I'm going to let you have your way. It wasn't always easy because there was a temptation where it was pulling me back and forth. You know, I want to go back and do what I was doing. But then you have God saying, no, you belong to me, so you're going to do what I asked you to do. And so I just thank God over the years I began to see the transition that God, you know, was taking, the different levels he was taking me at. And it's just so awesome, you know, and that's, and I wish that I knew then what I know now, because then I would have been saved a long time ago. But God had to take me through that process, you know, so I can later look back and see how good God is.
Amen. And on that note, Marjanae, we're going to go into Marjanae's latest song. Is this your latest single, Can't Nobody?
Right, yes.
Can't Nobody. So don't go anywhere. Make sure you stay tuned into Anointed Thoughts with Ms. Marjanae.
Amen.
Bye.
Pointed Thoughts Show. We have Miss Marjanae Parks on the line. That was awesome.
Hey, hey.
One thing I can say about your song.
Now I got married.
Oh, okay. We want to make sure we acknowledge that. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And one thing I want to say about your music, and I kind of relate it to Marvin Sapp's song, Never Would Have Made It.
Mm-hmm.
Your song can be played on both seculars, both genres. And kind of like Marvin Sapp, his song basically was number one on the secular side and the Christian side. So
yes,
I can see you reaching a broad audience, not just having the old traditional gospel music and it staying on one station, because that's what it's all about. We can't just stay in the four walls of the church and preach and minister to the same people, because they're supposed to be saved. They're getting the word all every day. If they're not getting it, then it's on them. It's their lifestyle. So we have to reach those that really don't, you know, have not been reached before. So that's one thing I can say about your music. Very, very anointing, anointing.
Thank you.
Now, reading your bio, I see you have graced the stage with some greats. How does that feel to be an independent artist and also able to walk on the same stage as those who are with major labels?
Yeah, it was, I did an event in April 25th of this year. I opened up for Karen Clark Sheard at the LPAC Theater in California, and I tell you, it was just so awesome, and it was such a pleasure to even be, because she's awesome.
Amen.
The presence of God is just awesome in that woman, and I just thank God that I had the opportunity to do that. And, you know, afterwards we were able, you know, to get pictures with her and, you know, and laugh and just have fun, and that was good. And so, you know, and I want people to, you know, when they visit my MySpace page, I want people to see, you know, all of that. I want them to see that I am really trying to do this thing, you know. And
with
the favor of God over my life, and I'm just believing that God will continue to open doors for me. And then this album and other albums to come will go nationwide. I mean, I have people that I've met in Africa and the Bahamas, Hawaii, who actually want the music. And, you know, even in the UK, they email me on MySpace asking me to send them the album so that they can run it on their stations out there. And I just thank God for that.
Amen. And it's interesting you said about the UK. Why is it, as an artist, that gospel gospel artists here in America do so well overseas,
you know,
versus the United States?
You know, I do not know. I don't know, but I don't know. I don't know why that is. But there is a scripture where God says that, you know, he came to his own and they received him not. So if they have to receive us in them other countries, hallelujah, as long as some souls get saved and people are delivered, I will fly to Japan. I will fly to the United Kingdom.
Amen.
I will go to Africa and do what I need to do to save souls, because that's what we're here for. So, and, you know, and I've watched these major artists when they go over, you know, overseas or all these other countries, and they do so well, and it's just awesome.
Wow.
You know, it's awesome to do that. So my time is coming, and God is preparing me. Girl, I've been working out and everything else, so when I get on out there, you know, we have it going on.
Yeah, your temple. You have to definitely take care of that temple.
That's right.
But one of the things I was thinking about as being an artist, and we were talking about how they do so well overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that here in the United States that the gospel industry has now become Hollywood?
I do believe that. I do. I won't say all of them. The ones that I've come across, or when I'm doing these different events, you know, you'd be surprised what God expose you to. And I always say, God, when I go and do these events, keep my eyes open, Lord. Let me see what is really going on behind the scenes. And so, and it tears my heart apart, because there are so many awesome independent artists out here. And not just in California, but around the world, and you will never hear from them.
Wow.
And why is that? Why is that? We have a message, too. Yes, we don't have the, you know, the major labels backing us, the major distribution, but if our music is awesome and you hear the anointing and the power of God behind it, why not put us on your station? Why not? I don't feel that I have to pay you to put me on the station.
Right.
I don't feel
right.
that. And I believe that everything is done in perfect order. And so that's why I'm saying when God, with his favor that's on my life, I believe that God is going to open so many doors for me. And, you know, and we have to not be afraid to speak on things when we see it. I walk in the boldness and the authority of God. That's what I am to do. You know,
that's
so
right.
I'm not, you know, if I see some things behind the scenes with some of these major artists or these record executives, things of that nature, then I'm going to be praying for you. I may not blast you out, but I'm going to pray for you because God is allowing me to see what's going on. You know, and I just stopped, I think last year, was it last year I did a competition. I no longer do competitions anymore because I sat and prayed with God. And I'm like, Lord, how can the anointing compete against itself? That just don't
exactly.
make sense to me.
Wow.
That don't make sense to me.
That.
So now I no longer do competitions no more. Either you're going to invite me and I'll come minister, but I'm no longer competing because how can the anointing compete against itself? That don't make sense to me.
Wow. It does not. And you brought that point up. I have a friend in the industry who sent, she's an independent artist, who sent her music to a well-known label. We're not going to mention who they are.
Uh-huh.
And they sent her a letter back saying that she was accepted as a new artist. But unfortunately, she got another letter saying she had to send in this amount of money to
right.
start the promotion.
Right.
And then they're going to do some kind of television show. I don't know if it's an American Idol type thing. I don't know where it came from. And she asked me, she said, well, is this a reality show? Because I sent my music to you to be a part of your label as an artist. As a gospel
right.
artist, not to be a part of some show that's going to be on TV. And
right,
then,
exactly.
And then you tell me you had 50,000 people who submitted, and I'm one of the ones who made it, and then you selected 320. So if 320 of us are sending you $500, multiply that and see how much money you're getting, and if we don't make it.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. God is going to create an avenue for all of us, all of us that are independent artists. God is repositioning. He's taking people out that don't need to be. God is doing, he's working something. We may not be able to see it now, but God is repositioning some things for us, for the independent artists, because, you know, God has a call in our lives, and the music is
that's
great,
right.
you know. And so that's why I don't understand, you know, but we not, I'm not going to worry about it. And the other independent artists shouldn't either, because God, when he calls somebody, it's going to take that one person to hear one of our songs, and it's going to be over with. And we won't have to put no money to do nothing. God is going to send somebody in our lives to do it, and I believe that with all my heart.
You know what the independent artists need to do? I think the actors have caught on to it more than the artists, the singers have. A guild. You have a lot of actors who have an actors guild. It's a whole bunch of independent actors.
Right.
They all come together. If you want to hire them, you go through this guild. But
right.
the artists have not caught on to that.
Right.
That
and I'm
so
not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure why, you know, but they're making it happen for them. You know, they're doing whatever it takes to make it happen. And that's what we need to do, you know. And like I say, I do. When I'm out here ministering, I don't care how big your event, it could be two of us, but if one out of the two that are sitting there gets saved and delivered, then that's all I need.
Amen.
That's all I need. You know, and people get so, you know, so uppity, you know, to where they say, oh, well, you know, I've heard, you know, it don't be a lot of people there. It don't matter how many people's there.
Right.
You know, and like this event, you know, I opened the event up, and I thank God for that because I can, you know, I allow God to use me to set the atmosphere for this event today.
Amen.
So, you know, and I don't, you know, and I don't worry about that. So you just, you know, we have to just continue to press forward and believe that God is going to do what he has called, you know, us to do on our lives, and that we're going to save souls. And then, like I said before, God is repositioning. We're going to have that open door to where we can get our music nationally distributed, and we won't have
That's
to worry
fine.
About anything. So, and so our time is coming. Our time is coming.
It definitely is. And Amara Jane, on that note, we're going to definitely go into your next song, which is also the title of your album. Now, tell us a little bit about Keys to My Heart.
Kate, when I when I first rededicated my life back to Christ 9 years ago, I was not writing gospel music at that time. Again, I was in the secular world, you know, doing background vocals for rappers, things of that nature. So my heart wasn't, you know, prior to me rededicating my life, my heart wasn't on God at all. I was doing what I wanted to do, basically. But just to see the transition of what God has, you know, done in my life, after God had, you know, just gave me that anointing, I began to write the gospel songs. I had never written gospel songs before. Mm. And so when I began to write, Keys to My Heart was the first song. And when I would sit there and sing it over and over again, and it began to get in my spirit, I mean, I would sit there and just cry and just start to repent and thank God for even saving me, thanking Him for His grace.
Amen.
And His mercy. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to, because God, you know, even though before, prior to me getting saved, God still had a word in me. I didn't know it, but God had a word in me and had a baby in my belly, and so now I came forth through my music. And so I said, I'm going to go ahead and title this first album Keys to My Heart, because that's who holds that special place in my heart. Nobody holds that. And I'm married. And I tell my husband, I love you, boo, but, hey, God got that.
That's right.
So,
that's
yeah,
right.
And so Keys to My Heart, I decided to name the album that.
Amen.
And that's,
those
my,
are
love,
just,
that's my love song to Jesus.
Amen. Those are just tuning in. We're talking to Miss Marjanae, and we're going to go into her next song, Keys to My Heart. Make sure you stay tuned.
Amen.
To the North Star Show. Amen. tuned into the Anointed Thoughts Show on Anointed Sounds Radio. That's www.anointedsounds.com. Bringing the hits and much, much more. Those who are just tuning in with us, we are on the line with Marjanae, talking about her songs, her ministries, and everything that's going on with her. Marjanae, before we get out of here, you have to let the listening audience know where they can purchase your CD or how they can contact you or all the details.
All right. Well, if you're in the Los Angeles area, the Keys to My Heart CD is available at Word of Life Christian Bookstore, and it's also available at VIP Music. For those that do make purchases online, we do encourage you all to do that. CDBaby.com/Marjanae. That's M-A-R-J-A-N-E as in Nancy, E as in Edward. You can also get it on iTunes. You can get it on Amazon.com as well. And please visit me on my website, also on MySpace. I use MySpace daily. I have to collect so many emails and things of that nature. But the website there is www.myspace.com/Marjanae. That's M-A-R-J-A-N as in Nancy, E as in Edward. Music 2, the number 2, and you'll have videos there, bio, pictures, calendar information on where I'm going to be, and definitely keep in touch with me. I'm not untouchable. I am down to earth, and I love people. So, and that was always my prayer, Lord, no matter how big I get in ministry, I don't want to be untouchable to the people of God, because I don't want to forget where I came from. I remember when I didn't have anything, you know, and when my mom was on welfare and we had to go stand in line. I mean, I remember all that. So you guys definitely, I mean, look me up, and that would be so awesome. I would love to speak to you. And definitely on the website, on my MySpace page, if you all want to purchase it, there's a link also. Just click on the album cover link. It will take you directly to the CD Baby account. And then you can go ahead and purchase your album there, and they'll ship it to you within 24 hours.
Wow, that's awesome. We all know how to get in contact with this woman of God. She's doing great things for the kingdom. That's what's very important. And she's not losing focus of the gifts that God has given her and the calling that is on her life, which is one of the most important things that we promote here at Anointed Sounds Radio, is make sure we promote the gifts of Jesus Christ, and people are using them and functioning in those gifts. Marjanae, we want to thank you so much for, out of your busy schedule, for coming and speaking with us on Anointed Sounds Radio. We know you're actually out there doing a show as well. You're ministering as well. So you're an all-around person. We know that you are a true woman of God, and we definitely want to support her listening artist. Make sure you go hit her up on her MySpace page. Make sure you purchase her CD. Independent artists need your support. Even though we're ministering from the kingdom, we do need funds to help us keep ministering for the kingdom.
That's right. Yes,
so definitely do that. We need the funds, so we want to say that we do need that. So definitely go out and support Marjanae. Make sure you tune into Anointed Sounds Radio 24 hours a day. Bring you the hits and much, much more. Selena Sanders, stay tuned, and God bless. Thank you, Marjanae.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bring you the hits and much, much more right here on Anointed Sounds, your number one Christian station.
Love you to do all that.